But it's the best water, and you can just have a little soap and just, it just lathers so good. So we've got, I have plenty of water here, even if I didn't have town water. All we do is to have a motor. We had to have a motor put even, I have a concrete block house that I had my water pump in there at the back. But now my folks, I'm sure, my dad and mother, with all those children, heated water on that stove in iron pots.
Okay, now they had one pot that they could soap up the dishes with and one pot that they...
No, you had a dish pan. You dipped that water, and I imagine they used the gourd there. They dip that hot water out and put it in the dish pan.
And rinse.
And wash them in that soap of water, and I hope they rinsed them. I don't know. I would have.
Yeah. But what would you... Now, just... You know, what would you use, like, things around to do the dishes with? What kind of cloth or rag you use them?
Well, I don't know.
Well, now,
I imagine.
Now you use it when you wash them by hand.
Use drying cloths, except I just wash them out and scald them and put them in the dish water. My dishwasher's not working now. I'm waiting for my son-in-law to come from Florida to fix it.
Really?
It didn't work. But with just one, it's when my children gave it to me several years ago. They said they, when they come, they got tired of washing dishes. It'd be sometime 20 or 22 to get to eat. So they got tired, so they gave me a dishwasher. But it won't drain now. But with just one, you know, you don't have many dishes. But I always like to scald my dishes, and I just put them in the drain board. But for years, I'm sure they had some kind of cloths, you know, to dry them.
Okay. Now, back in the old days when you... After bathing, well, after washing your face, what would you use to dry it with?
One towel. The towel was hanging right there. We had that on that shelf. You was your water bucket and your dipper and your wash pan. Hanging up on the nail there was a towel. Usually it was a feed sack. That long and that wide. You could, one, you'd make either a big one or two like this, because the feed sacks were big. And you put a nail there and you'd hem those feed sacks, and that's what you dry your hands on.
And the little one was a what? Just a little rag?
Mm-hmm.
Wash rag?
Wash rag, I made. Yeah.
Okay. Now water came out of the what?
Well, cistern.
Well, nowadays you get water out of the, you know, you turn it on at the...
Faucet.
Okay, but outside here, you know, where do you get it? Do you have a outside or... You attach your garden hose up to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You either get it out of the faucet in the house, or if you want to water things, you just put your, got your hose and it hooked to, or you have a hydrant right out there.
Y'all do?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hydrant out there and water it.
When, long time ago, when they were carrying water, say, out to people that were working out in the field, they would... Did you ever see a water barrel of any kind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that would have what in it?
A spigot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They would get water out of it?
Yeah, but they didn't do that then. They'd take a bucket of water to the field, set in the shade.
How did things come packaged when you were coming up? When y'all bought things, how would, say, flour come?
Flour, and, well, now that's what I told you. I don't know how my daddy bought flour. I mainly bought it by the barrel, but my brother-in-law, he bought a barrel of flour and a barrel of sugar, and he got it. He came to Starkville. See, they lived 16, 18 miles, and no dirt roads. It was all muddy roads. And he would come to town in the fall, and he'd buy a barrel of sugar and a barrel of flour.
In the fall?
In the fall, before the started to rain. All right, and then he had all the other stuff. Sugar, he had his meat, his lard, and we canned all the stuff, so that's all. You remember, have you seen this Katz's store up here at Starkville?
Katz's.
Katz's.
Yeah.
It's really one of the most up-to-date. All right, this boy's daddy, this Ralph, I want you to meet him. Go in Katz's store and meet him. When I live with this brother-in-law and sister of mine out here, in the winter, he would come spend the night.